making the distinction between what men choose and what God sends concerning his messengers. True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system. Friends, Americans have been so Hollywoodized that they think that the devil's going to come to them with a rack of horns on his head and a pitchfork in his hand to steal, kill, and destroy.
You look nothing like the devil.
Oh, really? I suppose I could have gone this way. But it's so trick-or-treat.
But Scripture teaches just the opposite. Those that were approved of the Lord, those who were warning the people to flee from the wrath to come, and those who were proclaiming God's truth were, in fact, carpenters, fishermen, tax collectors, the foolish and unlearned men, the weak, as well as men dressed in the attire of camel's hair, leather belts, and eating locusts and wild honey. Yes, you heard me right. In contrast, those that were highly esteemed and approved among men, are you listening, America? Jesus was damning. Scripture tells us in Matthew 23, verse 27, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness." In Luke 11:52, he said, "Woe unto you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering, you hindered." And I ask, how many in the American church and in American politics fit the physical and mental characteristics of those whom God was damning? Yet Jesus charged them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, and the leaven of Herod, doctrine of politics in corruption." Jesus also said, "Verily I say unto you, that the publicans, the tax collectors, and the harlots, the whores, and the prostitutes, go into the kingdom of God before you." Now, as I was sitting out and getting this Holy Ghost download that I was receiving, I immediately began to realize that this is happening because the people that profess to be Christians in this country don't even know the Scriptures, which, in fact, is a lack of Christianity. They think that because someone claims to be a Christian, that it must be so. Remember, no one rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. 86% of Americans call themselves Christians, and 78% of those who are representative in government capacity call themselves Christians. No wonder why America is falling to the curses.
You know, we have our Christian conservatives for Trump today, and they're in the room. Let's go.
These professed Christians are following and honoring men in office rather than honoring the Christ that they claim to serve. Jeremiah 17:5 tells us, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord." Also read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. Friends, these hypocrites have exchanged the king that has bought them with his own blood for a fallen and a reprobate man that sells them out. Instead of man submitting to the lawgiver, they slavishly serve the lawbreakers. Instead of them serving out of love the one that cannot and will not lie, they submit to those who lie on a daily basis. Instead of man submitting to the immutable God, they submit to fallen man and every wind of his made-up doctrine, their sleight of man, and their cunning craftiness that they continuously use to deceive. On the other hand, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and magnifies his government," Exodus 18:21, "and whose hope the Lord is." Friends, no matter who the president is, remember, he has no title of no...
BBSradio.com. Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened,
I now recognize
when we fail
to
speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I'm going to give you the phone number, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Just wanted to highlight what I'm going to next. So if you have a problem with what I'm talking about, please give us a call. Call me out in front of all the radio stations across the country that are listening to us on a daily basis. That number's 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Speaking of which, you guys all remember this guy, Pastor Greg Locke? You know, his apostleship just ordained him as an apostle. All man-made. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you remember rightly, I had Greg Locke on the show about a year and a half ago. And what he was doing is he was basically telling everybody, you know, you better get on the Trump train, because if you don't get on the Trump train, then you're an enemy to the country. In so many words, that's what he was saying. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to get him on the show, like I do with so many others that refuse to get on the show, or what they'll do is they'll just do their best to avoid me, and that's what they're doing, friends. By avoiding me, they're saying, you know, we don't want to be on your show, because Bradley, we don't want you to call us out for who we really are. We want to keep up false pretenses. We want to stay under this false covering called dissimulation, and we got a lot of people blinded by who we say we are. And it's a good thing those people don't take the time to read scripture like 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, that's for sure. And of course, it's a good thing those people stay away from Matthew 7:16-20, because we don't want them to actually know who we are. We don't want the cloak of our covering taken off. And we know, Bradley, that that's exactly what you'll do. Well, I do that for the very purpose of, well, testing people the way that the Bible tells us we're supposed to test people, because the Lord said he'll bring all things to the light, and he always does. And I'm thinking of Luke 12:2, where there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Well, we bring Greg Locke on the show. It's available on sonsoflibertymedia.com, one of our past feeds. I believe it was on YouTube. It may have been taken down. I'm not sure, but I'm sure that we could get it back up on Rumble somehow or another. But we had him on the show, and what I did is I just asked him the question. I said, how come you're telling everybody that they need to get behind Donald Trump, and if they don't, that basically, you know, then they're anti-American, in so many words. And he said to me, well, I'm not on the Trump train. So what I did is I played a video of him telling the people exactly what I was confronting him on in question. I wasn't being disrespectful. I was being respectful. But I also know who Greg Locke was. I've been married for 25 years, folks. 25 years. I have never, ever one time to my wife's praise, ever heard my wife talk negative or ill about another person a day in my life. One day, she seen Pastor Greg Locke. She said, that man reminds me of a car salesman. That's exactly what he is. He's a car salesman. And isn't it interesting how he is, again, allegedly under attack by the mainstream media, but in fact, what's going on, because most people don't know how the communists play the game, the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. They create the problem. They put the people in place that are aligned with them that you think are the good guys. And what they do is they go ahead and push them forward, and then they use the good guys, or so you think they're the good guys, to bring in the answers, which only drives you to the alignment that they're a part of concerning what you would call evil. That's the truth. Isaiah 5:20. Greg Locke is a prime example of what I'm talking about right here. He goes beyond being a car salesman, folks. And the reason I'm saying this is because when we pulled him out, I started asking him questions about, did you know about Donald Trump? Did you know that he gave $600 million more to that of a Planned Parenthood while he was up in front of the people, his supporters, his worshipers, Acts 12:22, telling them that he was the most pro-life president ever in the history of America? Friends, did that stop? Absolutely not. It didn't stop, just like I told him. He said, I didn't know that. Nope. I said, did you know that he's advocating sodomy more than any other said president of the United States of America? Not to suggest that one's not more evil than the other, because they all are. Because the American people haven't figured out that the two options given every cycle as to who's going to be the next president are given to them as options, as the lesser of two evils, that they're two wings to the same bird. Well, they don't want to hear that neither, but it doesn't matter. But going back to Greg Locke, I just simply asked him. I said, so I'm just curious, you know, he calls himself the most, pro-family, so on and so forth. But did you know that he's promoting sodomy? And I went on and on. He goes, I didn't know that. To the point where he then said, you know, I didn't say anything about getting on the Trump train. I said, dude, you just got done doing that. I just played the video of you saying that. Did you know this guy right here, Greg Locke? Here, I want to show you a picture. This is his wife right here. Did you know that is his former secretary? Did you know that he left his original wife for his secretary? Did you know that Greg Locke, share this with Greg Locke. Get him on the show again, folks. Let's take this charlatan to task, because that's exactly what he is. He leaves his wife for his secretary. Did you also know that he's worth $100 million? Did you know that? How is a guy that's being faithful to the word of God, preaching it black and white, how is he making $100 million? Folks, because I know on a firsthand experience, on my level, the people that I thought were going to support us weren't the ones that supported us at all. Matter of fact, they were the ones to stand against us. And I'm talking about those that profess to know Christ. And nothing has changed in 2,000 years. Again, read Numbers 13 and 14. Also consider 19:15 of John. Crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. It's exactly what's being played out here. And guess who's a part of it? Greg Locke is. He's a charlatan. He's a con man. Everything about this guy is wrong. For the record, everything about this guy is wrong. That is not his wife. That is the one that he's committing adultery with. Okay? And for the people that don't take the time to know the difference, folks, concerning who they are, maybe it's time that you do that. Maybe it's time that you do that, because the problem doesn't so much fall to the reflection that we see in government, because that government that we see that is corrupt is merely a reflection of the American people, but it first starts in the church. Let me show you how Pastor, as he calls himself, Greg Locke, is a part of the problem. He always has been, okay? Let me be very plain, said he. If you hate Israel, you really need to unfollow me. We aren't friends here. We will never be friends. I'm not going to jeopardize my relationship to God and pretend to be your friend. Either you stand with the Jewish people or I have zero to do with you. Wow. That's kind of uncanny for a said preacher of the gospel, isn't it? We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern-day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at christianmediaconference.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So that this nation may long endure, I urge you to follow in the hallowed footsteps of the great disobedience of history that freed exiles, founded Christianity, defeated tyrants, and yes, in the hands of an aroused rabble, in arms and a few great men, Charlton Heston. The brave man inattentive to his duty is worth little more to his country than the coward who deserts her in the hour of danger. President Thomas Jefferson. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, it's interesting. I was playing either Jesus is your king or man is. There is no in-betweenites. Either you're going to be ruled by the Lord or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no in-betweenites. Robert Winthrop rightly said that. Matter of fact, he even took it a step further and he said he was the former Speaker of the House in the 1800s. He said, either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. These people are the ones that are helping aid in bringing the bayonet. They're bringing judgment upon the land. And I was thinking about this during the break, that Jeremiah, and if you look at the prophets, the major prophets and the minor prophets, it's interesting to the people that they were sent. You see today in the American professed buildings called churches across the country that fail to preach out against the sins that God condemns, you see them exhorting those that the Lord condemns, and you see them condemning those righteous that the Lord commends. Isn't that interesting? It's exactly what's happening in America today. They have it completely upside down. But listen to this. If you go to Jeremiah, let's just go to him and him alone for a moment. When you go to Jeremiah 1:18, what does it say? For behold, I have made thee, the Lord speaking to Jeremiah, a defense city and an iron pillar and a brazen wall against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the who? The priests thereof, and against the people of the land. Didn't Jesus tell us to beware of both sides just the same way that he told Jeremiah? How could it be any other, or how could it be any different than what we're sharing with you right now, due to the fact that it's the same Lord, it's the same Christ, and it's the same Spirit of God influencing men to preach the Word of God? So who was he sent to? He was sent to what? Reprove and correct and instruct. And what did they do? They refused. And who am I talking about in more particular? I'm talking about the kings of the land, the princes of the land, and who? The priests. Who are they rebuking constantly? Those that the Lord sent. The hierarchies. Nothing's changed. Same Spirit of God. I continuously find myself on this show going after these two entities, and I find myself going back to notice in the prophets that's exactly who they went to. And I think of even that of how we are going to be set as a testimony against kings and governors. That applies to all of us. That's not an exclusive to an apostle or a prophet. No, absolutely not. That applies to all of us, church. There's no exclusivity here. It doesn't just include Bradley Dean. No, it applies to all of us. And so what I'm highlighting right now, friends, making the point, when I'm calling out guys like this, this guy couldn't be any more blatantly wrong than what he is. Now, I'm again just going to go back and beg the question, how is it that Greg Locke says, if you hate Israel? Oh, okay, so I get it. So if I say that that is man-made Israel, that's hate. If I say, like Jesus, to make distinction between what is the Israel of God and the Israel of man, which is not the Israel of God, which the said president of corporate America, Donald Trump, wants you to get behind, called Zionism. If you stand against that, friends, you stand against that flow concerning the corruptions that they're trying to advocate and promulgate and disseminate amongst the people to infect, to poison the Christian body, the real Christian body. If I speak out against that according to the word of God, just the way that the prophets did, just the way that Jesus himself did over and over again, somehow or another, according to this charlatan, Greg Locke, it's hate. No, folks, they have it completely backwards. Hey, folks, why did King David say in Psalm 109 that I'm going to be hated for my love? Why did he say that? Because it's scripture. He's hated for his love. Why did Jesus say in John 15, that this is my commandment, that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And then if you take that to John 7:7, you can see that Jesus was hated for his love. For what? Testifying against the world and the deeds that they were guilty of. The evil deeds that they were guilty of. So what do you have today? You have a Jesus that the world loves. That's not the Jesus of the Bible. And the Jesus of the Bible, still in this spirit of Antichrist in which we're saturated in. Isn't it interesting how we're hated when we hold to his word? Do you understand what's going on here? Greg Locke is fueling the spirit of Antichrist. That's what he's doing. To sit there and suggest to anybody that somehow or another it's hate to stand out against the corruption, that's like saying if you hate black people, that's like saying if you hate white people, that's like saying if you hate Japanese people, that's like just throwing them all in one body without making distinction. Not by the color of their skin or the ethnicity that they may be a part of, but judging them by their character, somehow or another, judging them by their character is completely out of sight and out of mind. When in fact, that's what we judge men according to. Are there good men in the Israel of God? Yep, they're all good because they're all in Christ. But the man-made Israel, the Zionist, there's none good. No, not one. And I'm not taking that out of context, friends, but I'm telling you that they know all the well what they're promoting. And it's not to do with anything of the Word of God. And if it was true, then why is it that they call themselves Zionist? Why is it that they're promoting Noahide laws that are an attack on Christianity? Hey, you know, it's pretty crazy. I had somebody just the other day, and it's like, you know, I'm really happy when I see people turn the lights on or the lights are turned on for them. But what it was an article, and the article basically was, I'm going to show it to you right now. It says, it's a post, and I didn't post it yet, but it says, it's a picture of who you believe is Benjamin Netanyahu. That's not his name, and nor is he Jewish. Okay, he's from Poland, just so you know. But it says right on there, it says, can't you see that the same enemies Christ faced are the same ones that we face today? Hey, I'm curious, friends, why is Greg Locke saying that if you're not a part of what these people are promoting, then it's hate? Do you see who's promoting the spirit of Antichrist? Yeah, the likes of a Greg Locke.
That's exactly who he is. It's exactly what people have been trying to make others aware of. Here, I have another one here, too, and it's interesting. I'm very happy to see people are finally waking up. I think the jig is up on this one for them, but we'll see what happens. But it's interesting. I have another one here. It says Christians reading the Talmud, right? That's the book of Pharisees. And then on the other one, it says Jesus was a Jesus in that book, the Talmud, by the way, Jesus was a deceiver that's burning in hell, in human. And then it says, and his mother was a W-H-O-R-E. No joke. That's what they're reading. That's what they're feeding on. And they want you to believe that somehow or another, these two coincide one with another. I'm here to tell you, nothing could be further from the truth, but I want to tell you, this is how they're confusing the people. And look at this. Donald Trump, who converted to Judaism in 2017, that's promoting nothing but Zionism, which is a spirit of Antichrist every step of the way. What does it say here? It has a picture of Paula White. Well, I guess all the evangelicals are just up in arms about posting this criminal. She's a felon, by the way. She's been married three times, just like the guy on the right. You'll also notice, friends, just for the record, do you notice that you never, ever see smart people around Donald Trump? And if they're intellectual, it's not for the purpose of good. It's always for the purpose of evil. And how many times I've seen this individual, read Ezekiel 28, you'll see the characteristics of the devil. Read Isaiah 14, you'll see the characteristics of the devil by the hand of God. And from the voice of God, he tells you what he looks like. He's prideful. He's arrogant. Okay. But isn't it interesting? You never, ever see smart people around Donald Trump. You never see people that actually take Donald Trump for face value that are actually have a level of integrity in the Word of God, which brings simplicity back down to the model of heaven, which is a child that can see him for who he is. But all of his worshipers, somehow or another, they just cannot see him for who he is. Look at the people that he's putting around himself. Did you know that recently, speaking of which, Paula White had just said, when asked, would you ever confront the president? That's the whole purpose of the church. That's where Billy Graham failed tremendously. That's where Franklin Graham, who's controlled opposition, by the way, 1 Kings 13:33, that's where they failed. They're a part of this alliance, Isaiah 28, verse 18, friends, that is not of the Lord, but it's man-made. And they mean to make war against heaven, and it's a war that they're going to win, just like everybody else that's tried this concerning their predecessors. Okay, we're gluttons for punishment. And the people who should know better, the body of Christ in America, they're blindly going right along with it. Going right along with it, friends. Nope, they know better than we do. Oh my goodness, they're scoundrels. They're the lowest of the low. Those are the ones that they're putting up. That's how you demoralize a people. That's how you enslave a people. That's why when you look in Hollywood, you see all these just these dunce-type people that are selling themselves out to the devil every step of the way by promoting immorality, debauchery, murder, fornication, adultery, licentiousness, drug use, robbery. I mean, that's why they're put up. Up until 1968, you could do none of that. I want to get back to this because I want to show you this is confusion by design. We'll be right back.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God, with some great speakers, including the courageous Pastor Art Pawlowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and more. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is sure to be the highlight of your year.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer was correct when he said, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless people. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." President Andrew Jackson rightly stated that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, and the Supreme Court is then become our ruler. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, "I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error." Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, "With reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter, nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost."
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take Stacy. By the way, if you want to call in, now's the time, 281-845-4704. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Before it's news.com, top left side of that page. And if you want to call in again, 281-845-4704. Stacy calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Stacy?
Well, thank you again for your program. Thank you for standing in the gap, waking people up. This is correct. Our hirelings in the pulpit, they go to seminary and they're not taught the truth. They regurgitate crap from other pastors and then include it and want to sound inclusive and all this stuff. And they're forgetting that the only person they're responsible to is Christ.
Right. Yeah. Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the Jewish people, physical Israel, are lost because they reject Christ.
Right. Yeah, you're talking
about... And that's so obvious.
Right.
By the way they live, by what they do.
Yeah. Well, I think they know that... I think what we're dealing with here more than anything is going back to Greg Locke. It's posts up on the... Backbone here. It says this all comes down to misinterpreting the Bible. This isn't a misinterpretation. This is purposed indoctrination is what this is. because, you know, was it misinterpretation? And I'm just throwing the question out there concerning Greg Locke. Was it a misinterpretation when the Lord said, thou shalt not covet, and then tell us in his statutes how to deal with those that commit the act of adultery? Does it, or is it a misinterpretation when it says in the New Testament, namely 1 Corinthians 6:9, that an adulterer has no inheritance into the kingdom of God? No, this is a willful justifying of their sin in the face of God, because it shows you who they're warring against by standing in their own righteousness. And we need to understand that our own righteousness in the face of God is nothing but filthy rags. But yet, what do? They want to justify their actions. So that tells me it's not a misinterpretation. It's purposed indoctrination. And it also shows me that they're unwilling to repent, number one. And number two, that they're also looking for people to follow them. Because if it was really about following them, then they would get out of the way. Sheep begat sheep. And in these particular cases, like that of Greg Locke, they're not getting in the way. They're trying to justify, and they're looking for people to follow them right into the gates of hell, which are wide and broad. There's no repentance there. So to me, Stacy, more than anything, and going off of what I'm reading on the backbone here, is it's not a misinterpretation. This is all purposed, and it's adding to confusion, and it shows you also the state of a reprobate and what he's willing to do and how far he's willing to go by not repenting. And it shows you that there's no spirit of God there, and if there is, they're refusing his convictions to bring them to godly repentance. And in Greg Locke's particular case, it's a perfect example of what the problem is in the American church.
Amen.
Amen. I totally appreciate the phone call. Hey, folks, 281-845-4704. Let me get back to this. Folks, Faith Office will bring Christianity back to America and end anti-Semitism. What are they doing? They're trying to tie the fox's tails together. Okay, because Christianity, Christ himself, stood up against what they're trying to promote concerning what they call anti-Semitism. Those that they're trying to defend are those that were crying out saying, crucify him, crucify him. And they are saying in this headline here that the Christians are the ones that are going to bring it to the end. This is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Exactly. They made no distinction. When they show you those people that are behind the fences saying that they're the Jews and look what Adolf Hitler did to them, wait a second, that was the Third Reich. He was trying to establish a global order. Just ask the Bushes. They're the ones calling for the New World Order. Donald Trump is just doing his best to try to continuously make it a manifestation as they tear down who we are and create in their own devilish image what they want you to believe it is. And they want you to believe no more than the devil. No one but the devil wants you to believe that he is that of Christ more than the angel of light. And that's how he deceives the people. Folks, make distinction here. One of the things that I was saying during the last segment was the church, because it's supposed to call out, just like that of Jeremiah. That's why we're supposed to go back to the fundamental understanding of the apostles and the prophets, which is found in the book of Ephesians, as to why the prophets were calling out the corrupt in the government courts, as well as the corrupt in the courts of the said church during that particular time. But what's interesting is they were supposed to confront their sin. And it's interesting that when you look at Paula White here, during an interview, and I actually got the footage, but I'm not going to go through it right now just for the sake of time. But there's actual footage, folks, that when she was asked, would you confront Donald Trump if you seen that he was doing something that would violate God? And she said, no, I wouldn't. Listen to me carefully. No, I wouldn't. Doesn't that tell you as to why she was put there? Of course. She is a felon. She is an adulterated individual, just like the one on the right. Do you not understand, folks, what's going on here? This is creating war against God in hopes that you'll follow their lead no matter what. Paula White, who, by the way, the Bible's very clear, 1 Corinthians 11:43, she needs to shut her mouth. I'm sorry. Hang on. 1 Corinthians, I'm just going to go over here because there's a couple of them. And it's interesting that when you look at Scripture, hang on a second. I just want to make sure you're
clear on this because I want to read it for exactly what it says. 1434, and I want you to hear what it says. That the women should keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but should be in submission, as the law also says. That's in the New Testament. What does Donald Trump appoint? Do you understand? If you look at Isaiah chapter 3, it talks about how the women will be set in place to be your oppressors. Okay? But I want to continue on concerning what I was just highlighting with Paula White. Not only did she say that she wouldn't confront Donald Trump, she said that would be like talking against God himself. That's not a joke. That's exactly what she said. And if that doesn't put a... by the way, the Grahams have been doing this for a long, long time. Truman, back in the 50s, for those that didn't know, Billy Graham was promoted by the New York Times. William Randolph Hearst, an occultist. Did you know this? If you didn't know it, now you know. Did you know that he was the one that was responsible for actually saying, puff him up, Billy Graham? How many administrations was Billy Graham involved with? President Truman said back in the 50s that he didn't trust Billy Graham. How could you? Because every time that there was a deviation or a compromise or some diplomatic effort to remove themselves from holding to the absolute word of God, what did Billy Graham do? He came out and he justified the sins of the nation concerning the current administration. Same thing with his son, Franklin. And I just want to reiterate the point, friends, if you don't mind. Franklin Graham, the Copelands, the list goes on concerning those that have been put above you in this country. If they're not confronting the sins of the nation, I'm telling you that they're appointed. And you better turn the other direction, because it is not of the Lord in any sense of the word. By the way, I said earlier of none other than Donald Trump, if you ever noticed that he's got these whorish-like women, in many cases, they're compromised. In every sense of the word. I mean, look at, they're talking about Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, just, oh, this is great. Now she's ahead of the intelligence group. Folks, she's a very eerie woman. She's also a student of Klaus Schwab, who runs the WEF, World Economic Forum, who's calling for a fourth revolution. His dad was a part of the Third Reich. There's all this connection, folks, if people would pay attention to it so they can understand as to what's going on. But I just wanted you to see this, too. And it also involves none other than the little special child. We call him the special needs child, Charlie Kirk. You need to ask yourself a lot of questions about that guy, because some reason or another, he comes out of nowhere and he's hosting all of these huge, worldly promoted world leaders, as they call themselves. It's interesting how he has the ear of the president. So does Ben Shapiro. And there's a list that goes on. But just, that's all you have to do is follow the money trail to understand what's going on. And if you look at Charlie Kirk, he's promoting the same nonsense that Trump is. Oh, but he says good things. Great. Would you eat a steak if it had a little drop of poison in it? Of course not. Well, that's what he's doing. And that's how the enemy plays it. They disguise themselves as the angels of light, but the Lord said to judge them by their fruit, by their works. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. Did you see this? This is brand new. Former stripper Anna Paulina Luna Mayhofer to join DC Drano for TPUSA pep rally. This is very prominent and very prevalent amongst these circles. When it comes to Charlie Kirk, I know is a fact from inside information from people that work there, that he thinks he's better than all those that he works for, and the people that he promotes are to be second-guessed by the people at large. But notice that he's not being censored. Notice he's not being suppressed. Just like the anti-Christian promoter, Ben Shapiro. I mean, again, friends, that's all we have to do is open our eyes to see what's going on here. But look at this. These are the kind of people Donald Trump has around him. I know people firsthand, friends, people I could call right now that I haven't talked to in years, because they think that now that they're a part of the circle with Donald Trump, that you know what, they're all that in a bag of chips. They've taken on his narcissism. They've taken on his arrogance and his pride to believe that they're now better than other people. And I want you to all remember this, friends, firsthand, again, coming from a lieutenant government, lieutenant governor, that these people avoid this ministry like the plague. You better ask yourself why that is and then put that up against scripture, because that should explain it all. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back.
Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time.
Not true.
He is leading the charge in our modern-day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait.
Incredible.
If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, I'm calling it for the way it is. I don't care to be a part of this good old boy club. We were just talking about during the last segment, Billy Graham and Franklin Graham, how they're controlled opposition. They are. They want you to believe that they're the standard of Christianity. Franklin Graham is appointed to do nothing, to stand in the place of you looking at him as if he is some sort of vicar, some sort of mediator between you and Christ. He is not the standard. As a matter of fact, he's far from the standard, and the man better repent, period. After the death of Dr. D. James Kennedy, I was asked by his daughter to come in and preach to his congregation. And I went in and I preached to their congregation, Dr. Kennedy's. And folks, they were all old school. They were 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, no joke. And I was honored to be a part of it. And in the process of doing so, I was told that the grandson, somehow or another, his name is, you guys all know who he is. I want to go ahead and show you a picture of this on social media platforms. Tullian? Guys, I'm not even going to try to say his last name. But he calls himself a pastor and an author of more than a half a dozen books. He's riding the coattails of the deceptions of the Billy Grahams, the Grahams. And his name came up when I was at D. James Kennedy's church.
And they were putting him in place in the position of being the overseer of that ministry. Now, again, it didn't cost him anything. That's all. Folks, he is arrogant. Again, there's no cross. He swears from the pulpit. Put that up against Colossians 3:8, James 1:26, Ephesians 4:29. There is no such thing as a swearing Christian. It's just that simple. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Who put it into his heart to speak out that which Christ condemns? It's not the Lord. It's not the Holy Ghost. Romans 5:5, the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. And if it's not him, it's not the Lord. And if it's not the Lord, then it must be man's fallen nature, right? But look at this. This is what came up when I was preaching at D. James Kennedy's church. If you look right here, Daytona Beach News Journal, after sex scandal, Billy Graham's grandson to start a church called Palm Beach Gardens. You know, and I just decided because, again, I've seen the arrogant. He's an absolute clown. He is a clown. But it's amazing to me. Look at this. I'm calling bull, S-H-I-T, on that. The things that he says from the pulpit, it's like, dude, do you have an understanding at all of what real grace is? Look at how they just trample and desecrate the blood of Christ. And then they have the audacity to say that they're saved from their sins, and yet they go on in their sins, transgressing God's law. Have they repented? Absolutely not. They haven't repented, but somehow or another, according to another gospel, that which they call another gospel, they're heaven bound. And yet scripture says just the exact opposite. Here, let me say this because I reiterate this point quite a bit. Friends, listen carefully. If you look in the book of Ezekiel, you're going to find, and I thought it was awesome, and I also thought, as I noticed it, it put another level of discipline in my spiritual walk. Because you're going to find that when God judges a nation, what he said in this particular case during this particular time, that when he judges, he's going to judge the righteous with the wicked. And you know who he said was the righteous? He didn't say, like a whole bunch of those people over there that call themselves the righteous, they're going to heaven because they said so. That's not at all what the Lord said. You know what he said? He said Noah. He said Job. I want you to listen to me carefully. He said Noah, and he said Job will be delivered according to what? Their righteousness. Their righteousness. Not the righteousness that they claim that they have. Hang on a second. I'm just going to go there because I want to give you the exact reference. Ezekiel 14:14. He said, Noah, Job, and Daniel. He said their righteousness would deliver them. Now, isn't that interesting that the Lord would bring that up? And then when you look at Matthew 7, isn't it interesting also that the Lord said that we're to strive into the kingdom of heaven? Doesn't it tell us that we're supposed to press into the kingdom of heaven? Doesn't it tell us that the violent take it by force? Yep. Put those into context. Read the commentators of old, and I'm talking about the Matthew Henrys, the Albert Barnes, so on and so forth, and you're going to find the message there is exactly what you're hearing from Bradley right now. The violent take it by force. The importunate. When you read the books of E.M. Bounds concerning prayer and how it entails work and how Spurgeon talks about pulling the rope concerning the bell of heaven and how we don't stop until we get the answers that we need. Well, what are they praying for? Their salvation. They're not praying for things the Lord to bestow upon them to forget the God that gave them, like the American church has been taught. They haven't reversed the meaning of scriptures of old the way that they do in the modern day church today. So folks, this isn't like difficult to understand. And when you look in the book of Peter, isn't it interesting that the Bible tells us few souls were saved? And yet when you look at the mass amount of people in the professed church today, what do they tell you? Oh, I'm saved because I said the prayer. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I know, but you live like the devil. And that tells everybody around you as to who you serve. And of course, right away, oh, Bradley, you just hate us. You this, that, and the other. No, it's the truth that makes men free, John 8:32. And my love does not tolerate false doctrine. And I'll tell you what, when you preach the pure word of God, you better understand first and foremost, that applies to all of us. I am not exempt from that, but I am going to hold to that, that we might not be led away by the error of the wicked, that we may remain steadfast. And I'm thinking of 2 Peter 3:17. Steadfast means to be fixed in direction. We need our eyes continuously fixed upon Jesus Christ and leave off man in the process. Because once he has our heart, then we're going to serve him as unto men in seeking and saving that which is lost for his purposes and for his glory. Now, I'm looking for something right now because it was just fantastically said. When you look at it, what, again, grace is, because you can say this a thousand different ways for people to finally understand it, but it really is true, and I want to give it to you right now. And I'm scrolling up right now because, folks, I'm here to tell you it's better to be divided by truth than to be united in error. It's better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals. Put that up against Matthew 10:34. It's better to preach the word of truth than falsehood that comforts and then kills. I think it's important that we hold up the word of God, that you might repent before a just and a holy God for your sake. And that entails the truth. No disregard for the truth, no compromise of the truth, no moving out the purity of the word of God for a little leaven that's going to leaven the whole lump. No, we want to get rid of all of that. We want the straight and the narrow and the difficult is the way. We want to keep our eyes fixed on the Spirit of God. And the way that we do that is we keep our eyes single. And if it's not single, we ask the Lord to purify us that we might keep our eyes single, fixed upon the author and the finisher of our faith, that we might receive the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. And in the process of doing that, we're going to be happy campers at the end of the day. But guess what's going to come in the process of that, friends? Trials and tribulations. For what? Being faithful to God. You know, isn't it interesting? The world's okay with offending God. Isn't it interesting how they're okay by disregarding God's commandments in obedience to their slave masters? Anybody notice this? Folks, this is the kind of nonsense that we're preaching out against, because it's leading a lot of people straight into the gates of hell. And we want not to be a part of any of that in any sense of the word. Not in any sense of the word, folks. The grace of God empowers us to live a holy life. Read Romans 6. We've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. When it's been given unto us, and in the process, what is the outcome? Righteousness unto holiness. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God, 2 Corinthians 7:1. Remember, it tells us, friends, that without purity, without those that are going to be pure of heart, they shall not see God. But blessed are the pure in heart, right? And it was the Lord that said unto us, be ye holy as I am holy. And if that's exactly what he said we're supposed to do, it's exactly what we better do. And we better hold the Christ in front of us that we might become just like him and wake up into his image. Because if we fail to do so, we have nobody to blame but ourselves. I'm going to end the show with this. Grace does not grant permission to live in the flesh. Did you hear what I said? Grace does not grant permission to live in the flesh. It supplies power to live in the spirit by its very definition. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya.